the morning.
And just finished a 4 mile run. I kept my pace. Actually, my pace ended up being about 9:15 a mile, which is pretty fast for me. I think that's the fastest 5K I have run. I'm not certain about that. I'd have to go back and check. But it's a cool morning. Feels great outside. Sorry for the heavy breathing. I was able to keep pretty good pace, considering that we didn't go to bed till pretty late last night, because we were setting up all of Evelyn's birthday stuff. Today she's 5, and I can't believe my baby's 5. I posted this morning, actually right at the, well, it was supposed to, it was scheduled to go at the exact moment that she was born, five years ago. It was a pretty incredible night. So much happened beyond just her being born that night, that it has really kind of left an impression on me. This child is, she's extraordinary, as all children are, but her entrance into the world was unique. Her personality is extremely unique from our other boys, from our boys, and I just, every time I think of her, I smile. My wife does a really amazing job of doing special things for our kids, making them feel really important, and birthdays are a really big deal. She was an only child, so birthdays didn't come around that often, and so we have banners, and there's special breakfast and a special dinner, and of course presents, and we kind of go all out for birthdays, and our kids love it. They look forward to it so much. And I don't know, I guess as I was running this morning, I was just thinking about that, thinking about what an incredible one that I married and what beautiful children that we have, being thankful. And then at the same time, just thinking about how I want Debbie's characteristic, my wife's characteristic of making people feel so special, to rub off on me so that I can do the same for others. My students, for sure. Most definitely my own kids, but really everyone. That I want to make people feel like they're loved and cared for, the way that she does with our kids, and the unique ways in which she does that. A lot of the time that I spent running this morning, I was just thinking about Debbie and Eric, Sam, Andrew, and our 5-year-old Evelyn. The other thought that kind of occurred to me, we live in a neighborhood that doesn't have streetlights throughout it. And so our street is unique because we actually have small street lamps that are in each yard on our street. And that's not true anywhere else in the neighborhood. So as I got up and hit the road at 5 this morning, I started in the light, headed off into darkness, and return into the light. And just thinking about that as a teacher, that maybe that's in some ways maybe a metaphor for teaching and learning, that we start off with a background, something we know, somewhere where we're kind of comfortable, where we can kind of get in the door to the new concept, the new idea, whatever it is that we're learning. But then we really need to head off into the darkness, into the unknown, into the things that we're uncertain of, maybe where we can't clearly see our way, and there needs to be some struggle there as we head off into the darkness. But then we need to come back into the light. We need to bring that understanding back, share from it, have it be a place that we can then leap out from again, or run out into the darkness from again. Maybe the teacher at times comes in as a light in that way.